Well, Carl, I know at the end of the regular season, you're getting ready for the biggest day of the year in district meet, but I think he ended pretty nice. I know didn't have the best in the Midwest. That was kind of a bummer not having that, but you did some great things at Benkelman there to kind of end things on Friday, didn't you?
We did. You know, losing that best of the Midwest meet was just, you know, there's, as you kind of get out of conference, then, you know, what you do is you sort of switch your focus to, you know, districts. How do you, you know, how do you get the maximum number of kids qualified, and how do you give them their best, you know, chances in Omaha? And so, you know, we kind of try to divide up what we're going to do and what we're going to emphasize on Tuesday and Friday, you know, and then to not have Tuesday sort of put us in a little bit of a, put us in a little bit of a bind, because, you know, then you really can't go too hard on anybody on Friday, you know, with Thursday districts looming. So, we just did our best to, you know, try to have kids ready and in the events that we think they're going to be competitive in, and Benkelman gave us a great opportunity to do that. We had a beautiful day down there, and it's a well-run meet, so we did have a chance to get some things done.
You know, highlights, Tate Hubbard hitting that 15-foot barrier in the vault, that's got to be right up there, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was a big vault for Tate. I think he's attempted at 15-1. I think this was his third time, which, you know, helps put him into the state lead, gave him our school record, which, you know, just a real quick shout out to Coach Justin Anderson. You know, I think this is our fifth year with him, you know, in charge of our pole vault. And that's our fourth school record broken. You know, Mason Wallin comes in and he got that vault record had been since 1983, I think. And then Tate passing that, and we've hit our girls, you know, school record a couple times as well. So just our pole vaulters are just doing an exceptional job, and really happy for Tate. I think it was a big relief for him to hit that 15-foot mark, and now he can kind of – that was a lot of his focus. Now his focus can be on trying to go in and see if he can maybe can't win a state championship.
I know other PRs are looking at, you know, Lucas in the high hurdles. I think that was a PR for him. Haven and the mile, and you had some PRs in the quarter and also the half as well from those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, big race for Haven. He didn't have any, you know, he didn't have anybody really out running with him. You know, last year he went 4:34, I believe, in Benkelman, but he had, you know, he had Mason and Eli Goodell there, Mason McGreer and Eli Goodell there. And so, you know, those guys are going to push you. So he kind of did that all out in front by himself. So that was a really nice, just a real nice a confidence booster for Haven. You know, we'd like to have run him in just a 2 mile on Tuesday at Best of the Midwest with that crew, but didn't get the chance to do that. So he got this good mile in, and you know, then, like you said, our four by four relay went, you know, 3:27. I thought that was a really big mark for us. You know, once again, kind of out by ourselves out front there. And Creighton Paisley had a nice open 800. That was actually kind of a funny race because he got out to Creighton was committed to getting out to a good start, and he got about 100 meters out, and the clock didn't start, so they had to bring them all back. He was way out front of the race, so we told him that, you know, it was a good time for a 900, you know, so but some really good stuff. And like you said, Lucas, we didn't run him in the 300 hurdles just because we wanted to really see what we could get done in that mile relay, but you know, he went sub 15 for the first time, and he clobbered a couple hurdles in the process. So, you know, we're pretty confident with Lucas that you know, we can come down another several tenths as we get ready and get prepped for Omaha. And then, you know, he sits really, really strong in the 300s as well. So.
Brandon, and the 200, I think, had a PR. And also, you're at Creighton in the half also, I think, look here, yeah, also had a PR as well.
Yes, they did. And that was big for them, you know. And Brandon wasn't feeling well. And so, you know, we weren't sure, but Brandon's a gamer. He was ready to go. You know, so that those guys are both members of our 4x8 as well, and you know, we're kind of banking on that thing to you know, make a nice drop here in the next couple of weeks and be competitive, you know, in Omaha as well. So yeah, we saw a lot of things that we kind of felt like we needed to see. Got some good marks from some young kids as well, but Austin Smith, you know, he had a good day once again coming back in the 100-200. So yeah, I think we're pretty primed and ready here. Just stay healthy and and get our guys ready for Thursday.
Yep, it's going to be a good one there at Perkins County. You know the venue really well, but boy, St. Pat's with Ogallala's, the Hershey's. This is not going to be you faced them before, but when it comes district right. time, you know it's going to be a little bit tougher.
Always, you know, and like you said, Ogallala adds an interesting, you know, an interesting component, not being in Class C ever that I remember, and you know, St. Pat's is loaded, you know, really good sprinter, really good distance runner, or two really good distance runners, and a short relay, and Hershey with their, you know, I think they still lead the state in the 4x1, and they have a crop of sprinters, and you know, and then Hemmingford has a really nice. Really nice distance runner, good hurdler from Mitchell. So it's going to be a real competitive track meet.